So I should tell you when I press the button.
Yes.
Okay. So when I press the button, I am to let you specifically know that I have pressed the, okay. the button. The button
Crash
for recording.
Has pressed it already.
Especially
He's pressed it already.
The button especially made to start the recording. That button?
That you pressed several moments ago.
The recording
the
button.
The one you pressed several moments ago, Crash. We know you.
And I have totally okay. mangled that Kronk reference, but whatever.
That's all right. Okay, so today we're playing Raycats by Six String Games. It is, if you've played Lasers and Feelings before, it kind of goes on that, but the difference is everyone is a cat and has different colors and things that they can do specifically. So that's a place to start. And there's a little bit of dialogue or information about the world that you're in. Okay, so we're going to start with this. This one starts with the truth, parentheses, seriously. In 1981, the Human Interference Task Force was formed to develop methods of warning humans in the future of buried radioactive waste. This method had to transcend language, culture, and millennia of human stupidity. As it happened, the methods proposed also transcended all reason and good sense. One particularly bat proposal was to breed a species of house cat that would change color when exposed to radiation, and that's the Raycats. So the fiction, as told by the Raycats, the elders speak of the before times, when we were still small, cute creatures that lived with humans, snuggling them and clawing their furniture. Our color-changing fur warned humans when they were near high radiation, saving countless lives. But then one day, klaxons bared, the skies turned sickly green, the humans dropped their bombs and blew themselves to near extinction, and the world desert was born in fire. Now, several feline generations later, most of the humans are gone. The few that remain have bodies warped by radiation and minds tainted by nihilism. As for us, all that radiation gave us was a glow-up. We are the Raycats, swole, sexy, and dressed to the nines. We've morphed into fearsome felines and guardians of planet Earth, or what's left of it. The elders say it's our duty to guard the rad zone. They say what's buried there is dangerous to all life, and that we are never to tread there. We've obeyed so far and done our duty, but who knows? Desperate times may one day call for desperate measures. Okay, so to get this started, I'm seeing a picture here and I'm getting distracted. Okay, I'd like every one of you in turn, whoever wants to start, say what color your cat is, what their name is, and that sort of thing. So I have the character sheets, but if you don't tell anyone, you won't, you know what I mean? Just... So who else?
Well, hey dudes, my name's Pergola and I'm like an investigator and I maintain the Catmobile.
All right. I'll give you some information on that in a bit. Who else wants to talk about the cat?
I'm Mademoiselle Lightlickle and I'm a scout and I do gunnery and I'm purple and well, and I'm a bit of a there's so much that can go wrong. That's just what I want to say. There's just so much.
And Ellie is playing the...
Green cat.
Oh, green right. Cat? I'm totally green.
Okay, that's great. And let's see, who's next?
Crash or you? Roll a die.
Hey, what about that Play-Doh dude?
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about Play-Doh.
I beg your pardon. I am Plato the Third. I come from a long line of Platos. It is an illustrious title of historical import. Granted, the actual meaning for the word Plato has been lost among the centuries, but I am certain it was something austere. I, as you have probably already discerned from my wonderful upbringing and character, am an orange cat who has the brain cell. And
very lucky cat.
I have taken it upon myself to team up with these other fine felines and raise their culture to acceptable levels with my skill as a learned historian, where I assure you, I have not made up most of these facts.
Isn't culture what you find in yogurt?
That is one type of culture, yes. There is a bell curve of cultures from the esteem.
I'm a laser pointer, and I'm a brawler, and I drive.
Okay.
And I'm a great driver, whatever anyone says.
Okay. Oh, no. Which color cat are you?
Red.
Red. Okay, so we've got it.
I believe you are.
Thank you for interrupting. That was going to go on forever.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My work here is never done.
I know.
We're P-selected organisms now, so, like, when I say forever, I mean, like, forever in cat years.
Yeah.
Forever.
Plato has gone to picking radio stations, because that is his role.
Okay. That's fine, yes.
Mostly the AM stations, okay, so as established, no one's broadcasting on them. So it's just static. This one's static.
Okay. So, we have a mobile command vehicle for the Raycats to use, and I've rolled some dice out of the tables I have on this PDF thing, and let me see if I remember which ones these were. Let's see. So we have the strengths of this vehicle are excellent intelligence gathering apparatus, and also luxurious and well-appointed interior. That is the benefits, the strengths of this mobile command vehicle. There's also a problem, and the problem is that the wonky comm system you can never seem to fix. That's what those are. Okay?
So it's totally not my fault. It came like this from the dealership.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what a dealership is, but... brother, it came that way.
All right. So why the wonky comm system is going to be a problem. Yeah, it could be. Okay. So you're going to do is there is a threat, and it is somewhere in the heart of the rad zone. So your team of Raycats, which has guarded the rad zone for centuries, must stop the threat from getting it at all costs. The players take on the roles of the Raycats, and we just kind of explain that here. And so I kind of have a storyline in mind that people can, you know, muck about with. And so there's that. So what you're going to do is get your vehicle to the rad zone, which is several miles away, and you're going to go there and check it out, is kind of the idea. Oh, also, your cats can wear clothing if they want to. If they don't, it's fine too. So,
I've been having armor.
Okay.
Your armor is spiky. You could hurt someone with that.
That's the point.
Yes, there are several of them. Okay. And you might rip my trench coat.
It is a fine relic that likely came from a museum, where it will belong when our mission has been achieved.
I am going to hit you with
my paw. You are not taking my armor away.
Well, I'm not, certainly.
This is my trench coat.
The stuff might damage my bow tie.
Dude, stuff is meant to be used. If it sits in the museum, it's just going to rot there. So, like, we should use it, you know, because... it's meant to be used.
What if it was?
I'm assuming one of you is driving at this point.
Piece. Yes.
Museum. Okay, good.
Yes, a museum. Oh, no. Yes.
Museum. It is the museum. Okay, so you're driving your car towards the rad zone, which is, it's not going to take you all day to get there, but, you know.
Especially the way laser pointer drives.
Yeah, it's gonna. Yeah, if laser pointer wants to drive faster, that's fine. But all you need to do really is to get towards the rad zone and off to the side of the road you're on that has been broken because of the apocalypse nature that you're in. There are like Burma Shave signs telling you how close you are to the rad zone. Off to the side of the highway.
I'm going to do a cool schwalem around them.
Okay. That sounds good.
Oh dear.
Yeah, that sounds good. You can do that. Why not? You seem to have the driving skill, so that's good.
Okay,
oh dear.
Zhoo, 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 zhoo.
Laser Pointer has the driving skill, but Plato, mm-hmm. let's face it, with a name like Plato, clearly he is a round cat. The body is round. GM, might I mm-hmm. make a roll for staying in my seat?
Sure. Let's see. What can I give you for that? Okay, rolling the dice. When you do something risky, you roll 1d6 to find out how it goes. Plus 1d6 if you're prepared, and plus 1d if you're an expert. So roll a number of dice, and it doesn't necessarily say, can I stay in my seat? So we're going to have to, like, you know, fool around with this.
Roll,
but,
or a
yeah.
cat roll?
Let's see. If you're using Ray, you're using science and reason. You want to roll under your number. And if you're using cats, intuition and passion, you want to roll over your number. So saith the PDF.
So would it be a Ray roll or a cat roll to stay in my seat while we're slaloming?
Probably cat.
I think cat. You can hook your claws into the seat or something.
I have a high
you
number.
You gotta roll something for that.
I have the brain cell, so I picked being good at Ray. So,
okay.
I'm going to argue that I probably had my seatbelt on.
Okay. Sure.
And, oh my gosh, that would be two successes.
Two successes. Okay. So, you have your seatbelt on, so you're safe in that aspect, but what are you going to do with the rest of it?
I am having difficulty changing the channel if you keep slaloming like that.
Awesome.
I'm under a seat and in a footwell. It's safer here.
Could someone hand me my book back? I think it slid into the back. It's easy to recognize. The cover says Pride and Prejudice.
Maybe oh, sure, if I take this turn this way.
Okay. So let's see. So you're trying to maneuver the vehicle off the road you're on to a different road, or no?
I was commenting that I could fetch the book by going very hard in a different direction.
Okay. Okay. So again, go ahead.
I am not necessarily doing that. I'm threatening to.
You're threatening to do that. Okay, that's fine. That can be done. If you're not, you're already driving, so you probably don't need to do a different role at this time, I would think. But yeah, it sounds like a threat. So, okay. All right.
Can we point out what Beth has written? Something under the seat
yes.
is screaming.
Screaming?
Screaming.
Okay, something screaming in your vehicle.
That would be Mademoiselle Lightlickle. She is screaming.
Okay, we found the source. All right, great. You can go. Laser Pointer can continue driving towards where the threat is, and mm-hmm. you'll see it. It's a kind of a wasteland because everything is in this universe now. So, you can just drive up there and see how it goes. Technically, none of you have ever been there because you were told not to, but you're driving there now.
As a historian,
obviously,
would I
someone
know
had
anything
the map.
About this place?
I think, let's see if I can pull some of that out of here. Okay, so the elders say it's our duty to guard the Rad Zone. They say what's buried there is dangerous to all life and that we are never to tread there. We've obeyed so far and done our duty, but who knows? Desperate times may one day call for desperate measures. So I think that's kind of where you're at. Like, you're going to go to this thing that you weren't allowed to go to? The Rad
yes,
Zone?
But would I know anything else about this area as a historian?
Oh, as a historian? Let's see. Okay, so roll one of the dice, and if it's between 2 and 5, the higher numbers is you're better at Ray, reason and knowledge, science and tech, stuff yeah. like that. The lower number is cats, intuition, diplomacy, etc.
Yeah, and my number is 4, so I'm really bad at catting. I
really
am
bad
an
at
orange
catting.
Cat who
okay.
does not know how to cat. Oddly, because he okay. has the brain cell instead of the usual reason why he doesn't know how to cat.
Yes.
So let's roll.
But if you're a historian, you may know something, you know.
It's a
3.
It's a 3. So mm-hmm. I think that's a success, because being a shroom would be the opposite of catting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so you have, if you've got the Ray one, it is reason, knowledge, science, tech, etc.
Yeah. It's, forgive me, today's been a heck of a week.
It's okay. It is okay.
But, okay, so apparently I know something about this area. What would I know?
You would know that you've been told not to go here, for sure. There's that. But you've also, since you're a historian, maybe you've looked up some things or talked to other cats and tried to figure out, like, what would be in this area? Why is it considered so bad? Or is this, like, a really good place to be and they just didn't want us to go there? That type of thing, you know? You could kind of piece those together in any way you like.
Why look, over there is a place that it is forbidden for us to ever tread upon. And over there, a building that we must never enter on pain of torture and horrible demise. And, we might need to turn back. Friends, compatriots, I am not sure we should progress further. The risk might be too great. This might be the way to the fabled evil entity known only as the V.E.T.
Okay. I thought you were going with this.
In my head canon, Plato at least imagines a crack of thunder after saying T. It doesn't to happen. No one else needs to hear it, but Plato imagines it being there.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want to do something?
Yes, the car stopped.
Oh, poor kitty cat. Okay. And you're getting, you know, closer to the red zone.
Just going to stay under here till we get to where the danger that we have heard about might be.
So, what are we looking for again?
Right now you're looking for the rad zone. Once you get in it, I'll explain what the space looks like. It's a big space in this narrative, I guess.
So, right, but why have we been sent there?
Let's see. Why have we been sent there? I guess technically you haven't been specifically sent there. You've been told your whole Raycat's lives that, you know, it's danger up there, don't go, you don't know what's going to happen, that kind of thing to keep you out of there. But cats are cats, and they're curious sometimes, so that's where you're going.
There was a funny cloud.
Oh, so this is an unauthorized mission.
Yes. Yes.
The elders don't know, but there was a funny cloud. We had to go
Yeah.
It is the nature since the dawn of cat kind that if we are told we must never go somewhere, then that is the only place where we really need to go.
Also, I saw the funny cloud through the binoculars and we need to check it out. It might be bad.
You saw it from under the seat there?
No, before we left.
You know, it's much safer if you're buckled in on top of the seat.
Says you.
Oh my goodness.
There are.
Okay, so as this.
No one appreciates my cool tricks.
Oh no.
Oh, okay. I would appreciate them because I did buckle it.
I would appreciate them more if I were not in the car to get car sick.
Oh no. Okay. So you're still driving down the road and you're starting to see this vast area of sand out there, and looks like there are some plants. It does, yes. There are some plants that are like probably were like nice looking trees a long time ago, but since there's all this radiation buildup, they're kind of like droopy and weird looking and not really producing much of anything else. And if you get closer into it, you can drive your car right in there and see what's going on.
Is the cloud still there?
Okay.
Is anyone looking to see if the cloud is still there?
I mean, it might not be.
Hmm.
Just because Mademoiselle Lightlickle thinks that there's a problem with the weird cloud does not mean that there has to be a problem with the weird cloud.
Okay. So part of this, as fiction told by the Raycats in this PDF, it says that, let's see, the skies turn sickly green and the humans drop their bombs and blew themselves up to near extinction. So there may be humans here, maybe not, you don't know.
Once upon a time, humans were supposed to be our servants. We live in a fallen era.
Yes, we've all heard the tales of how they used the mythical device known as the opener of cans to give us soft food.
Man, I don't think cans existed, dude.
Okay.
There are multiple verified sources.
I like how we said completely contradictory things at the same time.
All right.
You can open something we call a can now, but no, there's no such thing as a historical. You don't see them in any museums, do you? That's right, because they didn't exist.
Okay, so where are you parking your car or vehicle?
Anyway, I don't see any cloud.
No, it's gotten loose. It's out of the containment zone.
Okay. So the when you park the car, I don't know if I told you all this.
There's a good parking spot right over there. We should use that one, dude. Like, the perfect parking spot. It's just like level desert for hundreds of yards.
It's right there, yeah.
You mean so next to the big empty spot?
In the big empty. You got to see my vision, man.
The big empty spot next to the other big empty spot.
Okay. So to go over this again, because I don't know if I...
That is a good location. I agree. It's out of the environment.
Okay. So you park your car in that area. And again, I think the strengths of the mobile command vehicle.
Excellent intelligence gathering apparatus and luxurious and well-appointed interior.
That's what it was. Okay. You're right.
Our interior has a carpet that is an inch and a half thick. The additional half an inch is just fur. Yes.
Just fur. Okay, yes.
Yeah, but underneath.
And then the problems with this one was...
shag carpet.
Okay. Yeah.
The comm system.
Yeah, it's wonky. And it's probably not going to work. But you can try if you want. But it's a little
wonky. We should try the intelligence gathering apparatus.
Okay. Who's going to use that? Or are you all? Apparatus crash. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, I'll use it.
Okay.
I built it.
Then you should be the one to use it.
Built it, or bunted it with your head a few times and said it was yours. Built it.
That's why it's so good. I built it. I like investigating things. I built myself some investigation tools, dude.
As a scout type, I think that would be an appropriate thing to assist with intelligence gathering, perhaps. Can I add a die by assisting?
Yes, you can.
Have two die. Have another die.
I'm going to take a nap until we're ready to leave the vehicle.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm going to roll out of the vehicle, lay on the ground, then get back up and get back in the vehicle, and then roll onto the ground outside the vehicle again and do this the entire time that they're using the apparatus.
That's fine.
Well, if it's Ray, then that's two failures. If it's cats, then it's two successes.
Okay. How does this work? Like, what is this? It's just intelligence gathering? Or
if it's intelligence gathering,
the vibe of the environment, dude.
Okay. Let me see what numbers you rolled. 4 and a 4. So either way, pick one you like better, I guess.
Well, two dice succeeded, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
So what do you learn from this device?
Ellie made
whiskers pop out from the sides of the vehicles.
Okay. That's fine.
And presumably there's some staring around by the anxious purple, sort of lavender when he's not glowing, I guess. Lightlickle. She will look around. Okay. And that was her contribution.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, all right. So you've parked your car.
We're looking for anything out of the ordinary.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not that we know what ordinary is, but you know.
Right.
Yeah,
kind of thing. Okay. So you're going to park the car here and go for a walk? Or are you going to drive the car further? What do you want to do?
Well, first we're going to see if we get it. Did we get any useful intel out of the...
Okay, so what you see is a lot of cars that look like they've been junked, kind of scattered all over the area you're in. And you're not sure, but you think maybe there's like a couple people still trying to work on them in this environment for reasons you don't understand, and they don't either.
Like human people?
Mm-hmm.
Those big biped cats don't have any fur.
Yeah, they're all
doing that right now.
They're doing that right now.
Fur, mm-hmm. But only on the top of their heads. And occasionally...
Hey, dude, all bodies are beautiful.
Hey.
There you go.
We don't have tails.
Aren't those the ones we're supposed to make not go here?
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe not. You haven't been told a whole lot about what was here before because you were told you can't go there. So you don't really know. And you can walk towards them a little bit, but not have to like be close to them if you don't want to.
I'm nearly certain the elders said something about how we're supposed to warn somebody away from somewhere.
Right. Yeah. It's this is like toxic waste and stuff out here, that kind of thing. And there's some people out there and some really junked cars.
Maybe we should drive in front of them and roll down a window and yell at them that it's not safe.
Yo, dudes. This place is not a place of honor, my dudes.
Nothing good is commemorated here.
Okay, so one of the people working on a car has the... they're like trying to fix the engine, and they're wearing really old, tattered overalls that are faded blue jeans and a bib at the top with a wrench in it and a screwdriver. And that person hears you and starts walking over to see what's up.
I'm going to headbutt them.
Okay. Go ahead. I don't know what you roll. What do you roll for a headbutt?
I would argue that's a cat roll.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yeah.
Cat roll. I think so, too.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
And I'm supposed to roll over?
Let's see. I'll read it again because I forget to. A high number means you're better at Ray, reason, knowledge, science, tech. A low number means you're better at cats, intuition, diplomacy, seduction, wild, passionate action. Your headbutting.
You roll over.
Passionate. Yeah.
Yeah. You roll over for cats and roll under for Ray.
Mm-hmm. I rolled a 4.
Okay. So it's a number between 2 and 5. So 4 will do.
Yes, my number is 2.
Okay. So with 2, you said you were going to headbutt this person, right?
And purr, apparently.
And purr?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you get close enough to the person, and you try to headbutt them, and the first thing they say is, Kitty!
Come on, in the car.
Oh. Okay, so
I'm doing that thing where I'm trying to nudge them
toward the car. Okay, so you're nudging them towards the car, and this person is a woman who has wild curly hair, and she gets in the car and looks at all of you. She's like, wait,
hide under this, hide.
Are you guys the Ray Cats? I've only heard of you.
Oh no, it's talking to us.
We are totally, totally the Ray Cats, dude.
Awesome.
Where did you find that?
I didn't touch it. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. Wow. I didn't know you guys were still around.
Oh yeah.
I'm supposed to be here.
You're heard.
Yeah, a long time ago when I was a kid, I heard a little bit about you, but this is cool.
Here is bad. No one should be here. Here is a bad place. It's forbidden.
I don't know. We've got a few people here.
No! No! You have to leave the place. It's forbidden.
Almost the world is forbidden right now. I mean... You know, we're just a bunch of people out here that really like to work on cars. Or no one will bother her.
She's got, like, an anxiety disorder, dude.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay, yeah. Well, you want to walk over and see some cars?
Sure.
All right. Well, we're in a car, so you want to drive it over, or you want to walk, or what do you want to do? I never expected to see Ray Cats here. This is cool.
It's dangerous here. It's forbidden. The elders forbade.
Laser pointer is undoubtedly driving this, I'm sure.
Yep. Yeah, just go closer. There's a bunch of them. Some of them are junk. Some of them we've been ripping spare parts out of to try to fix the other ones. Doesn't always work.
Yeah, you do, dude.
Yeah, exactly. There's like 3 or 4 of us out here doing this. And I don't know where all the cars came from, but something to do.
Wiring.
No! Don't play with the wiring. That's my job.
But I have wiring.
I get to do one. You guys will only let me do one thing, and that's play with the wiring. So let me do it.
But it's all stringy.
See, this is why I have to do the maintenance on the car when everybody else is out doing other stuff. It's a bummer, dude. Anyway, let's go look at these cars.
Well, all right. I certainly have no interest in these primitive contraptions. Plato is pointedly investigating all of the cars.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
But he's doing so with his nose slightly upturned.
Oh, Mademoiselle Lightlickle. Mademoiselle Lightlickle is going to be on top of our van when it comes to a halt, going, oh, dear, and making that whatever weapon she has for dealing with terrible, terrible things, that she has it and can try to watch over everyone and see if any danger is coming.
Sounds good.
She's constantly going, oh, dear, just sort of add that to, you know.
Yes. Okay. Oh, dear. So you get close enough to see these junk cars just everywhere. And there's like the person that came in, she came in because she'd heard of you. And there's like 2 or 3 other people that are like pulling things from really junked cars and trying to fix the ones that aren't completely broken yet. And she's going to say, okay, hey, this is our stop. Come on out. You can come check out these cars. And I'm sure my friends will want to see all of you. We didn't know you were still around anymore.
That's because here is dangerous.
Well, of course.
Oh, it's not that dangerous.
I'm so dapper.
Yeah, you do look like a dapper little cat, dude. Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so she's going to get out of the car and knock some of the dust off of her and cat hair because, you know, it happens. And she's going to yell over to her friends, hey, guys, come on over here. Check this out.
I am busily adding more cat hair.
Of course, that's fine. That's totally allowed. The woman you picked up to drive over here to see her friends and the cars that are around, she didn't give you her name, but they just call her. I think she's changed her name like 4 or 5 times and doesn't remember which one it is right now. But for now, she's going to go with Sally. And there's 2 other guys over there, and they are brothers. So they kind of work on cars together at the same time. And when they come over here to the car, they're like, what's going on? And then hey, they dudes. Look and there's all these cats. Oh, wow, you talk too. That's great.
Yeah, of course I talked.
Yeah, neat. But wait, are you guys the Ray Cats?
We are so totally the Ray Cats.
Awesome. Want to help us with the cars or check them out? Or?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right, cool. I'm Dave, and that's Fred. And we got a lot of cars out here that don't really work, but we're trying really hard to fix them up because it's fun.
Where'd you come from?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. This used to be a beach, I've been told. Doesn't have any water now, but we just, you know, you can't really, like, have, like, like in the older days, you know, when we were kids and teenagers and stuff, we were told, you know, okay, you can have some cars at your house, but not like fill it full of cars. So we just started coming here with them and we've been here ever since.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hey, as long as you're being safe, dudes, that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody bothers you. You can have as many cars as you want. You can have as many junk cars as you want. You can take them apart, put them back together. It's great.
Oh, no.
I believe my compatriot
hey, I gotta is ask.
Concerned that this is not a safe location.
Why wouldn't it be? There's nobody to bother us about how many cars we have.
You ever get sick after coming here? Like, you know, start throwing up?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. It's because of the bad vibes, man. Like, I mean, we're supposed to keep people away from here, but you don't seem like you're causing any trouble to anybody except, like, yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a beach, you know? And then the beach dried up.
Your fur will fall out more.
Unexplained hair loss, blood pooling in the gums, a desire for human brains, occasionally an extra limb.
Well, they could use an extra limb. They don't have any tails.
Oh, by the way, dudes, like, you might want to stop mentioning that it was a beach, because, like, if she starts thinking about how much water there used to be here, she's going to freak out. Like, something bad. Awful trip.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's no water here anymore.
Yeah. I mean, we can see that, but...
Yeah, yeah, it's right
just
out.
Just a litter box for as far as the eye can see.
She's gonna imagine it, and then the next thing you know, it's gonna be claws in your fur, and I'm gonna have to get out the big band-aids. It's
okay, yeah, I got it. Okay,
it's bad business, dude. Just anyway, let's take a look at your cars.
Yeah, okay, here. This is the one I'm working on, and Fred's working on the green one over there. But this one's mine, and I've been just, like, trying to get it to run, and I'm not doing real well yet. He's better at it than me. And he goes walking towards his car.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at it, huh?
Yeah. He opens up the hood and says, yeah, I don't know.
I'm incapable of rolling anything but a 4.
Oh, no!
There's so many 4s. We all are.
Yeah, there's so many 4s. Okay, so with a 4, he's going to open up the front of the car and show you what's in there and how it's, like, wired and stuff like that. And you can poke at it or whatever you want to do.
I don't know how I acquired the role of car mechanic with a personal score of 2, but...
Yeah.
Sometimes it's intuition as much as anything else.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, intuition is fine. Mm-hmm.
So
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so this isn't one of the gas-powered ones. You got, like, whoa, this is... Oh, I see. Okay, so, like, your H-cells are, like, totally drained, dude.
Oh, no. Okay, that explains a problem.
So, like, it looks like it's hooked up, right? You just don't got any power to your... What do you call these old... The engine.
Engine, yeah, yeah. It had power, but it just lost it somehow. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, after so long, they drain kind of fast. But, you know, I bet we could find one that's at least kind of charged. You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of junk cars out here. We could probably pull one from that and bring it over here and see if it works, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's go. I'm glad you didn't find one with one of the nuclear engines, because she would have...
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, it's just, we just need that. Here, I'm going to pull out the little part, and then I'm going to walk over to one of the cars and see if any of those match it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I mean, the nuclear engines are... The nuclear engines are super easy to power. You just, like... You can put, like, cactuses in there, but...
Wow.
Yeah, all you got to do is put stuff in there. Like, if it's... what do you call it? Organic stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
You put that in a little tube and then it fires right up. But also, again, claws in your fur, big band-aids.
Yeah.
Sometimes they explode.
Everyone's glowy.
Right. Yes. Everyone is glowy because there is radioactive activity here. We know, but
that,
I don't know.
That
we
just glowy means now? Plato is more orange.
Yes, good question. How much glow do we have?
Let's see. Let's see if there's anything specific on that. You can use your red color once per game. So there's
it says
that.
We glow. Well, we turn our red color and start glowing when it's
nuclear waste.
And we're around radiation. For the GM to radiation. Declare whether or not there's radiation nearby.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm gonna guess that these people are. There's definitely radiation. but they've like built a structure to kind of, you know, they found the one place where it didn't seem to be as bad. So it's like a ramshackle parking garage.
So we're only
slightly glowing. You know, you're only slightly glowing at this moment, but you know, there's other parts of this that are probably more glowy than this.
It's okay. It's only slightly radioactive here.
Right, right. It's yeah.
It's only dangerous to all forms of life that are known.
Oh dear.
It's not dangerous to us, is it?
Nope.
It, I mean, well, no, it gives
it's
us.
It's not dangerous to us, but you know, our kids might look kind of weird.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Yep.
They might not have tails.
They might not glow.
Or they might have.
That would be very strange.
Oh, also, dudes.
That'd be awful.
This is magic B-movie radiation. So, like, who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, yeah, I know. If we could get these cars working, we'd probably drive out of here. But
yeah, well, let's see if we can find some of those H cells, man.
Yeah, yeah, let's go. Let's go do that. Hey, Fred, I'm going to get some stuff. Okay. Yeah,
I'm going
we'll
to stick my head in a toolkit.
Okay, sounds good.
And look for toys.
It sounds in my headcanon.
Definitely cat, yeah.
In my headcanon, the only thing we've seen of Fred is two boots sticking out from under a car.
Yep. That's what he's doing. He's trying to change the oil. Yeah. All right, so you're looking for toys? Is that right?
Well, that's what the laser pointer is.
So the laser pointer is? Okay, it's a toy. It is a toy, I guess. So,
and that's also a name. Can...
Yeah.
I stick my head into the same toolbox and pull out an Allen wrench and walk away with it pointedly.
Okay. Who are you walking away with the two?
To me.
Oh, to you. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not
fine.
Giving it to
yeah.
anyone. I'm just taking the Allen wrench, as is
okay,
custom.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
I will
okay,
place it
that's cool.
underneath something and then complain that it's out of reach.
Fair, fair. You can do that. Yeah.
Since okay. I put in scouting type stuff, I suppose, oh dear, Mademoiselle Lightly have to come down from off the roof of our vehicle and go scouting around to help find things. Actually, I probably need to roll low.
Depends on if you want to do Ray or cats, I guess.
Well, I want to roll low, so I'm going to roll, oh, I made it exact.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I exactly rolled my number, and I don't know if that's good or bad.
Let's see.
If it's lasers and feelings rules, rolling exactly the number is, in lasers and feelings, it's laser feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in Ray Cat,
yes.
if you roll the your exact number, it's a Ray Cat.
Yes.
Congratulations,
yeah,
you've
says,
had kittens.
Yeah. No!
Oh, no!
Special insight into what's going on. What is the best way to get these humans out of the danger zone? And
okay.
also, where are mm-hmm. the... And, although, probably it's that is getting them their stuff, so finding the mm-hmm. stuff would be what she'd like to do.
Okay, yeah. So as we've Ellie's got in here, which is thank you for putting that there, Ellie. If you roll your number exactly, you've rolled Ray Cats. Well done. You get a special insight into what's going on. Ask the GM a question and they'll answer you honestly. Here are some good questions. So I'm going to read you the questions. How do they really feel? What happened here? What's the best way to get what I want? What vital detail did I miss? Who is responsible? What's the best way in, out, or around? Which one of those do you want? Or I'll give you two if you want.
I think that the one is, what's the best way to get the spare parts that will make these humans be willing to go out of the danger zone they're not supposed to be here?
Okay, so that's the best way to get what you want question, is that?
Yes.
Okay, yep. you're aiming at that? Okay, yep. So if you want to help them get out of this dangerous zone, you can either go by yourself or team up with another cat and just go looking for parts on the junkers and bring it to the humans, or bring the human to the junker. There are three people living here.
Obviously, there's going to have to be a lot of poking my nose to find these terrible, terrible parts. Why are there
You'd have to be some kind of scout to do that.
Why, yes, exactly.
Yes. Yep.
I guess I will start go scouting around. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Plato would like to assist using his role as a historian to find the makes and models that would likely have H cells so they'd be compatible engines.
Oh, neat. Yeah, okay.
So that would add an extra die to the roll.
Okay, an extra die to the roll.
So which of us is rolling the die?
I've done enough rolling.
You can roll yours and I'll roll mine.
Well, for now. It's more economical, I think, if one of us is rolling. So.
Okay, should I roll it? Or?
I will let you roll, sure.
There you go.
Okay.
No, all the dice are mine. And by mine, I mean Plato's. He is hoarding them.
Yes.
He keeps grabbing them and carrying them around like prizes.
I have done one above a 5 and one below a 5. So one of those will succeed.
One of those will succeed. Let's see. What did we use last time? Was it... You just got Ray Cats last time, I think was the one.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I got. But
this so
either way, it's one.
This is different.
If one die succeeds, you barely manage it. The GM inflicts a complication, harm, or cause.
Okay. We have two dice here, though. So
so one succeeded and one didn't.
Yeah. Right.
But it still counts as one success.
It does still count as one success. So
there's something that bad that happens. Even though there is a success, we find what we were looking for, but there is a consequence to finding what we're looking for, or what we found is harder to get to, or a giant monster appears, and
and
we'll find out what it is after this commercial break.
good point. We should have a break.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll come back to that, and I'll tell you what it's going to be. All right.
I'll hit the pause button. Or will I?
Okay. So we were looking for car parts. Madame Lightlickle was looking for car parts. And I think if you mentioned that if you got them enough car parts, maybe they would drive out of this place. Is that right?
That's the hope.
Okay. So you, are you still on top of the vehicle?
No. I'll start by looking around from on top of the vehicle, and then when I have to, I'll climb down and climb on top of a different vehicle so that I have the height.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that. That's fine. Oh my goodness. I'm looking at a GIF and I probably shouldn't be right now because I'm trying to run a game. So, okay.
It's relevant to the plot.
It is very relevant to the plot. We're looking at a person who's opened the hood of a car and there's a cat inside it.
Specifically an orange one.
Okay. An orange one specifically, yes.
But if it explodes, it's under the hood, so therefore it is an internal combustion.
Exactly, yes. So let's see, where was I at? Okay, so Madame Lightlickle has two rolls here. One was a 6 and one was a 4.
Yeah, one success, so we succeed, but with the complication.
Okay, so you are on top of your vehicle or another vehicle. You can choose which one you want. And you are looking around for things that look like car parts to you, like something shiny or something, you know, with like wires on it or things like that. And
well, my associate Plato did tell me what I was looking for, so hopefully I'll get.
No, not that one. That's a Yugo. No one wants parts from a Yugo. That's a Trabant. What's
but
that
it
even
says
doing
Yugo.
There? Yes, but the thing is, it doesn't.
Then why do they call it that?
I think it's ironic. Maybe.
No, dude, those were titanium.
Right.
Well, that over there is neither. It's a Trabant.
Different.
Those are made of a compressed cloth.
Gesundheit.
Merci buckets.
Okay. There you go.
All right, so like we need some H cells so that we can power the car that you want to drive out of here. So we need a don't touch that one. That's it's a 32 Tesla. If you get in that, it will kill you. Not like it will run you. It'll run off the. I mean, like they're knives.
Oh yeah, I think I heard about that a long time ago.
And it will hurt the whole time.
It's fine. They don't activate unless you log into X, whatever that is.
I have no idea why it's X. What's an X? I mean, it's a letter of the alphabet. I ain't heard none of
that question has been lost to the sands of time.
Danger, danger.
Well, that's kind of where we're at, I guess, you know?
That's right. X marks the spot, and the spot is danger.
I'm told.
Anyway, it doesn't use age cells. So.
Right.
Okay.
So not that one.
Not that one. All right. Yeah.
Keep going. Keep looking.
Next one. Go walk up to the next mess of a car, basically. And this one is a Volkswagen, and its paint is peeling off.
What kind of Volkswagen is it? Is it a bug? Is it
a Volkswagen bug. Yeah, it's a Volkswagen bug, and its paint is peeling off.
Is it the old one or the new one?
It's the old one.
Oh, with the engine in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, this car appears to be useless. Someone's already taken the engine out and replaced it with a spare tire.
Maybe they put a better engine in the trunk.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
All right, so Dave, who's gone with you to scout for parts, goes to the back of this little bug and opens it up. It's like, there's the engine. It's just in the wrong side, but it's here.
Perhaps the interior was assembled backwards.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, dear.
He's going to start picking parts out of there.
Hopefully the tech cat can come up with something. I mean, it's true.
Man, I haven't seen a retro mod bug before. Most of these use gas, but you're right. There's some H cells in there. Let's see how juiced up they are.
All right. Yeah, let's pull them out. And we've got a charger. It takes a little while, but yeah, that'd be good.
You guys are heavy duty, dude.
Yeah. All of us here are really into our cars. So I don't know how the rest of the cars got here, including this one, but we needed the parts, so pulling them out.
Keep watch for danger. That's what I will do.
All right. Okay. So you pull out the parts that are needed and go to the next car, and that one has no tires, and it looks like part of the interior is sort of been rained on too long, and it has an open, like, sun thing you look through, but it's broken too. And there's probably not much left of it. The interior is trashed. It's got bugs in it. That kind of
bugs?
Thing.
Bugs. Can we chase them?
Go ahead.
Laser pointer, there's bugs.
I was
Don't
not
eat them,
for this.
Double L. They're the glowing kind of bugs.
They do. They glow. Yeah.
I am certain that by rolling a 2 when my number is 5, I do not do any kind of job chasing the bug.
Okay.
I am truly not able to cat in this case.
In this case, you cannot cat. Okay. All right.
Brain cell, why have you failed me?
Okay. So let's see. Are you rolling for cats or rolling for Ray?
Well,
I was definitely rolling for cats
because bug.
Okay.
Chasing bug.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you're attempting to chase the bug, and you go to grab it or paw at it or something like that, and realize that that one can fly. That's what that is. It's like a weird shiny beetle thing or something like that.
Well, I have certainly rolled under, and they're... Yeah, okay, I failed my cats.
Okay, so you failed
the cats. It has escaped. The bugs have escaped.
The bugs have escaped, yes.
May I offer this yes and?
Sure.
We both failed our cat roll.
Bonk.
Yes.
There you go.
We're both pouncing on the same bug that flew out of the way, and there is a coconut sound.
I could see that happening, sure. Yeah. All right. So literally bugs in this one.
I hold onto my side with my head in my paws.
Oh.
No, that was the sound of a fish.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that is. That is. What do we have here? Oh, there it is. There's a little head bonk.
Head bonk. I could find a pouncing into each other head bonk, but you know.
Yeah, okay. So you find bugs in here, and Dave kind of like tries to shoo them away like above your heads so that they're not going to get on you or something, and then is going to look to see if there's anything useful in this engine. And I'll roll a dice and see if he gets it, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. Look, dude, that's a catalytic converter down there. You're going to find a gas tank.
All right.
A catalytic converter?
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, maybe there's nothing useful in this one anymore. You know?
Yeah. I mean, H cells were a pretty common mod, but like also they tend to get burned out because, you know, people drove them a lot. So.
Right. Yeah. And then they leave them here, apparently. But yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure this is a parking garage.
It might have been at one time, yeah.
Real close to the beach.
Mm.
And people needed somewhere to leave their cars while they went surfing.
Yeah, that's totally it. So I've heard.
Are there going to be land sharks?
What's a land shark?
It's a shark on land.
So a dead shark?
No. They go into places and they say that they have catnip. I've heard the tales. They say catnip gram, or maybe it was candy. But candy is catnip, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry.
That's all right. This is the very mutated thing of the ancient Saturday Night Live thing where the land shark goes candy gram.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
The one version of that I saw. The host for that night had missed his flight.
Oh no.
So he was still in it, but he was on a CRT TV that they wheeled into place for his various parts.
Oh.
And I did they not did the land that. Shark bit. And when they opened the door, there's a TV cart, as in like the old school TV cart with a TV on top, and he's on TV in the shark costume.
Neat.
The rest of the cast act something. Like he's actually there.
I do something, I guess.
That's clever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Dave thinks that there's not going to be anything useful coming from this vehicle, and we're going to go to another one that somehow is like a bus. Like a whole bus. It's like, yeah, let's check this one out. It's got a lot of stuff in there right now, but some parts, you know? Let's go do that. And he starts walking over to like an actual school bus. Its tires are flat. Some of the windows are broken, but you can still get in. And you can also open the where the engine is and check that out too, if you want.
Yeah, all right. I'll get the vibe of the place.
Yeah. And Dave's going to go inside the vehicle and just kind of like see how bad things are, or if any of these things are useful to sleep on, or, you know, that kind of thing, like benches and, you know, that sort of stuff.
All right. Like, well, I rolled Ray Cats.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. So a roll of Ray Cats counts as a success. And let's see. So we have the questions again, so I'm going to reread those. Okay, so how do they really feel? What happened here? What's the best way to get what I want? What vital detail did I miss? Who is responsible? What's the best way in, out, or around? You can pick two.
Okay. How do they really feel, and what vital detail did I miss?
Okay, so how do they really feel? Are we talking about Dave? Or yourself.
Dave and Fred and Sally.
Okay, Dave and Fred and Sally. Let's see. They probably feel sick most of the time because they're in radiation and didn't really know it for years and then decided, whatever. They're happy to have company to come out here as well. And then the other one was, what was the other question?
What vital detail did I miss?
Okay, so the vital detail that you missed is that... The front of the bus windshield has been shattered into pieces. How it got here, how that happened, nobody knows. Something hit that bus.
Ooh.
Are the pieces inside or outside?
The pieces are, they're probably like plexiglass kind of stuff. So it's not like glass, but it's got like just shattered little, crevices and stuff that it's not going to fall out, but it's just kind of like you can't see through it if you're trying to drive.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yes, that's the thing you missed. So Dave's walking around inside there and just looking around, see if, you know, anything useful is inside this bus. You could come help with that if you want. Or someone else can, or whatever.
Yeah, I will, but I'll also say, Dave, buddy, I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah? What's up? He gets out of the bus. Comes over to you.
Oh, no, I came into the bus.
Oh, you came into the bus. Okay, cool. All right, well, what's going on?
You see how I'm doing a thing with my hands when I talk, where I'm, like, holding my hand up and, like, my fingers are spread, but my middle two fingers are together. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, the front window is, like, totally gnarly. And, like, I don't know, it just feels bad. Like, something hit this bus.
Yeah, something did. I don't know how long it's been sitting here, but something big must have hit it. I mean, it's a bus, you know?
Yeah, but, like, what if it's still around, you know?
The thing that hit it? Is that what you mean, or?
Yeah, like.
Yeah? Okay. I don't know.
I don't know if it's big and angry and attacks buses.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not sure. It was like that.
I don't know, dude. I don't know this. You know this area better than I do.
Yeah. But, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Wait,
you know, you see some, you see some weird stuff out in the desert.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird stuff out in the desert. That's true. Yeah. All right. Well, this one's probably not going to help us too much. So, we'll just like pull the parts out of the front, I guess, and see if we can hook up one of these cars and, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe get us all out of here.
Yeah, we can. Then we can find out, like, if we could get, like, hey, laser.
Laser pointer.
You have to use the air quotes when you say that.
I did use the air quotes.
Hey, I found a good toy.
Okay.
Laser pointer is saying this around the object that they have in their mouth.
Okay. I figured as much.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
And right. They have wandered off with somebody's screwdriver.
Okay, yeah. That probably came from Sally. So, yeah, she doesn't know it's gone.
That screwdriver is gone forever.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, can you help me haul the hood off this bus?
We can try, yeah. All right. You kind of climb up a little bit.
Gesturing laser pointer over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is there a way inside the bus?
Yeah, Dave went in it.
I'm going inside and shredding the upholstery.
Pergola went in it. Okay, go ahead.
And while I'm doing that, I want to smell what's in there to see if any scents ring a bell.
Okay.
Which so, I'm going to assume that would be a cat roll because sniff, sniff.
Probably, yeah.
Well, I do not cat.
Okay, you do not cat. Okay, so let's see. Let me go look at this thing and see how this goes. All right, you did roll a die, so it's done.
Yeah, it's. But
is this the part where it's like I tell you what goes wrong?
I rolled low.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. So this is the part where the DM tells you what goes wrong and then tells you how it gets worse. Okay. So you are shredding the upholstery in the broken down bus, and you're smelling different smells because they're. Just is in this bus, you know, it's been kind of broken for a long time, and there's probably dust in here as well. And
it's fine.
I can identify 3 years of students.
Yes, something like that. Fine.
The bus seats are all fire resistant because they filled them with asbestos.
Oh boy!
I'm
yeah,
not saying that's actually true.
Is.
I'm just referencing a conversation we had before the recording.
Yeah, yeah, that's just kind of funny. Okay, so you decide to start shredding, you know, the seats with your claws, and you do this for a couple of different seats, just as you want to do, and then you realize that you have inflicted a ton of dust into the air, and you sneeze.
It's okay. I'm not allergic.
Dude, he's not allergic. Like he doesn't have fur.
Okay.
He would be allergic to himself if he could.
Oh, probably, yeah. Yeah, well, he can get out of there if he wants. Or he can stay there and sneeze. It's up to him.
Look, if I leave because I'm sneezing, I let the sneezes win.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to make a roll just to see
okay.
if I reason that I should probably leave.
Okay.
Which would mean I need to roll low, because that is definitely a Ray, not cats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm acting against my better nature. All right. That's a
What'd
two.
You get?
I realize
that's a two. Okay.
That maybe I don't realize that I have brought this upon myself. That is way too beyond me. However,
okay.
I do realize that maybe I wanted to go outside the bus anyway.
Okay. You could do that. That's fine.
I am.
And if you're still sneezing, you're going to probably. Yeah, you're covered in dust.
Orange and, cat went in, gray cat comes out.
Yes. Now, do you so shake it off or not?
The bus is the opposite of radioactive.
Maybe.
Whatever do you mean?
Well, you kind of turned gray.
With that last sneeze, there is now a slight gray cloud around me. And under and inside the cloud, you see that I am orange again.
Good.
Oh.
But also, there is perhaps a foot and a half sphere around me that is also dust.
Like Pigpen.
Oh my, yeah, that would work.
I walk out of it, and there is a silhouette, an anti-shell of a cat inside the dust cloud where I once was.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh dear, oh dear.
All right, so Dave's done taking stuff out of the engine and other little pieces, and that was one of the ones that he, that the bus not going to move. He knows that. He just saw what happened with this cat. He's like, okay, I'm not going in there now. Pull some stuff from the engine and sticks it in his bibbed overalls. They're all wearing bibbed overalls. And starts walking towards a couple of other little smaller cars. One of them is red and he doesn't even know what type it is. And the other one is kind of a little bit bigger. It's probably a truck, actually. Yeah. So there's a red car and a blue truck. And that's all that's there. Some of it's in pieces. And he's walking over.
Is it dangerous?
It's what dangerous?
The truck.
No, that thing hasn't moved in years.
Oh. Yes,
we're just looking for parts. We're just looking for parts. Well, they're... Yeah. Hopefully an engine and parts that can scavenge. Yeah, that.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
All right. He's going to walk over to the truck first. It's one of those old ones from like the 70s that we were like, you know, big blue cars for families to put all of their kids in at the same time, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He's going right for the engine.
And hopefully it won't explode.
So what is everybody
told
else
you,
doing?
I've been working on that.
Yeah.
I'm going right there with him.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm just going to follow the others.
Okay. Laser pointer follows along. Are you, do you still have that toy in your mouth?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, uh-huh. Good. Uh-huh. I like that.
I am definitely okay. Not following along. I'm just somehow where everyone else is going.
Okay. That's fine, too.
It's fine.
Yeah. So he goes over to the truck and opens it up. And it's someone's already scavenged almost everything out of the engine. Yeah. There's not much left in there. There's a battery, so he's going to pull that out. But I think they have a charger. Yeah, I know. Well, we have a charger somewhere in that little shack that we're kind of living in.
Oh, did we ever get the hood off the bus?
I don't know.
Oh, we should try that.
Wasn't I helping with that?
I thought
you
so.
Were. We got sidetracked by allergies.
Anything.
Right. We got sidetracked by allergies. That is accurate.
I was trying to actually be investigative. I wasn't expecting to fail that horribly. In retrospect, I should have expected that, but never mind.
Oh. Okay. All right. So have we or have we not pulled the hood off the bus? Is that what we're trying to do now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we can go back over there, I guess, and try it out. Try to get the hood off the bus.
Pink.
I rolled a 5.
Oh, okay. So let's see.
And I'll give you a hand.
Oh, good. So that would add something else. 6 now, yeah?
I was going to say, I'm actually using tools to try and loosen it while I assume laser pointer is just sort of hauling it off.
Oh, okay, here's a screwdriver. Bah!
Okay. That'll work.
So yeah, I'm succeeding on disassembling and laser pointer is succeeding on tearing it off.
Okay, excellent. I don't think I'm going to make you roll for that if you have, like, you've rolled. So, yeah, if you're working together, that's fine.
Crawling underneath it and then up through, like, the spaces around the engine block. So if they succeed in getting the hood up, I want to be under there already.
Okay.
Dude, while you're in there, would you grab some of those wiring harnesses and, like, tie them together to make a rope?
I'll see what I can do. That's going to to be a ray roll. That's a success. That was a 4. My number's a 5. So
okay,
I do manage to pull out wires.
All right.
But I was only rolling 1 die, so that's technically only 1 success. So what do I not do well while I still get these wires?
Okay, what do you not do well? Let's see.
What else have you destroyed?
Okay. Okay, you have gathered up some of these wires. And you are starting to drop them a little bit. So I think what you're trying to do now is sort of weave them together so that you won't drop them all. And then you find more wires.
I see no way that weaving wires together while under the hood of a vehicle that two other cats are trying to open, I see no way that could possibly go wrong. Clearly, there is absolutely
exactly,
no...
Yes.
I've woven my tail into this mess, haven't I?
Okay.
Probably.
That's okay. Yeah. I'll just disconnect the wires that are keeping me imprisoned under here, and I cannot reach them while my tail is woven into the wire mess.
So are you in there just spinning around?
I am scratching at the underside of the hood saying, "Get me out! Get me out! Me out! Me out! Me out!"
Okay, so Dave's come back from the truck that was basically just, you know, didn't have anything in it of worth, and comes over and just, like, puts his hands on the hood and tries to help get you out from under there.
Don't pull his tail off.
No, it's fine.
But it's stuck. It's stuck. He'll be trapped there.
I think he'll be okay. Hey, can you climb through here?
Do you hear me scratching on the underside of the hood?
No, we took the hood off.
We did. Yeah, they did. So you should be able to climb out? Maybe?
Oh, I've...
Dude, you're upside down in the engine block.
I meant to do that.
Well, get out if you can. Dave's going to hold out an arm like, here, come on.
I think, based on the continuity, my tail is still firmly woven into wires that are still attached to the engine.
Oh, no. Okay, so Dave notices this and he's like, yeah, this is going to be a problem, dude. All right, let's see.
I can't unweave the important things because I'm woven in, but somebody who's not woven in would probably be able to unplug them.
Yeah, so Dave's going to just unplug every wire that's still connected to the vehicle, you know?
As soon as the last wire is unplugged from the vehicle that is holding me in place, I jump out and pointedly walk away, trailing the wires behind me.
Okay. Well, he's
dude,
out.
I'm gonna go get my knife out of my toolkit in the Radmobile. I'll be back in like give me like 2 minutes, dude.
Yeah,
it's fine. No knife is necessary. I meant to imprison my tail like this.
Yeah, you might have done that. You might have meant to do that, but I need the wires as a rope, dude. I can't use you as a rope.
I should say not. Not
well, then you're gonna want me to cut the wires off, aren't you?
Listen, why would you do that?
I'll be right back. Be right back. I'll get you free, and then we can have a conversation about how proud you are.
I love the Doppler effect as you move away from the microphone.
That's really good, yeah.
That was glorious. You realize the only path forward from this, based on Cat, is yes, it is better for everyone involved if Plato is freed from the wires, but Plato desperately will not enjoy the act of being freed.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
Yep. Okay.
Anyway, while we're waiting for...
All right, look, I don't have to cut these off, but, like, dude, you gotta pay more attention.
I have been walking around the area trailing these wires behind me, possibly going around support beams and stuff. there's just the sound of these wires dragging on the ruined concrete.
Yeah. All right. I'll flip the knife open, and it's an ancient battered Swiss Army knife. All right. Dude, I didn't want to tell you this, but there's some sticky stuff on the wires. It's going to get in your fur.
I don't believe you.
You don't have to believe me, but you're still going to have to groom yourself once I cut these off.
Groom myself? Like a pig?
Take a bath. Whatever, dude.
I'm not licking him.
I'll have you know, I make appointments.
Pergola is making keep talking gestures at laser pointer.
Wait. With who?
That is a rule of Ray Cats.
Okay. And let's see what you get for Ray Crafts or Ray Cats. Okay, so
sorry. I'm gonna... Ray Cats.
Okay, so here are your choices.
Yes. And I don't have any questions I want to ask.
Oh, okay.
I just want a success.
You just want a success. Okay.
I am sneaking up so I can cut the wires off.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, that would work.
For the sake of the plot, yes, this is 100% a success, but the entire time, there are very vocal complaints from Plato about how this is the worst thing ever. How could you have betrayed his trust like this? You fiend, you ne'er-do-well. You, oh, I'm free. This is much better now. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Laser pointer, dude, you got the cone?
The what?
Sorry, dude. I just had to make a joke. All right.
Dave's over there, like, scratching his head, like, I don't get it. Okay, whatever. You know?
It's a cat thing, dude.
Oh, all right.
All right. So I'm going to tie these to the hood and then stick all the stuff that we've been collecting on the hood.
Okay.
So now we have a makeshift cart.
Yeah, yeah, we can do that.
I mean, it beats carrying them, right?
Yeah, a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And I think there was a little red car, too, I think.
Yeah, I like it. It was a Suburban and a little red car, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And the Suburban was, like, gutted, so the other car might have stuff.
All right, we'll check it out.
All right, let's go open the hood and see if there's anything in there.
Oh, whoa, the hood latch is intact on this one.
That's a surprise.
Let's see if the what do you call it? The thing in the driver's seat still works.
The steering wheel? The brakes?
No, the thing that releases the hood so you can lift it up.
Oh, right. Okay. So he gets in the car and he finds that, pushes a button, and it goes boop, opens up.
And I will, as you always do, search under the rim of the hood for the latch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Click that over and take it open and prop it up with the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he gets back out of the car, comes around, sees what's in there, if anything, right? Should I have him do a roll, maybe? I don't know.
It's up to you.
Yeah, okay.
I'll do a roll. Six.
Yeah, he got a six. You can do a roll if you want to. It's fine.
And humans actually roll. They're not Ray cats.
Yeah.
That succeeds at Ray, so...
Okay, succeeds at Ray. So you look into this and you are surprised to find that there's like no dirt in there. Everything looks pristine. The wires are all connected properly. All of that.
Whoa. This, I don't suppose the keys are in there. Like under the driver's side visor?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe if it's not in there, it's in the glove compartment. I'll go in and check. It goes in, takes down the visor. There's no keys there. Opens up the glove compartment. Like, yeah, I got him.
Let's see if you can turn it over.
Yeah, all right. So he's going to back up because I don't want the engine to like hurt you or anything. So
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so he takes the keys and he turns on the engine and it starts a little bit and it's making a little bit of noises and then it pops and it sounds like it's a pristine car. And Dave is overwhelmed with joy. We got one that works. Holy cow. Yeah. I didn't think this would happen, man. That's great.
Just needs a little bit of fuel. You'll be good to go.
Yeah.
And go would be good. What's then we can all get out of here.
Yeah, I see. Yes. I see. Yeah. Yeah, we could probably do that. Yeah, here. Everybody, you know, pile in and we'll drive it over to the place we're living. It's not great.
Important question. Uh-huh. Is it a two-door or a four-door?
It's a four door.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's red, but it's a four door.
It's a sedan.
Yeah. All right, everybody in.
Maybe I should go get the get our vehicle and be an escort.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with you.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Thanks, dudes.
Word of advice.
All right, so.
If you're going to follow Laser Pointer as your escort, be prepared to go very, very fast and make very sharp turns.
Yeah, no worries. We do that out here for fun sometimes.
I'm sure Laser Pointer can drive slowly.
I'm not sure at all.
All right, so Dave's going to sit here and wait and then have wait until Laser Pointer's vehicle rocks up, and then he's going to follow from there.
Of course, Laser Pointer can drive slowly. We're Raycats. We can do anything we wish to do. Wish to do is the important way of phrasing it.
All right. Good to know. You gonna get in?
I'm getting in with Laser Pointer.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, dude. I'll take a ride.
Cool. Uh-oh. You fight over shotgun now. Come on.
Oh, no, nah, I don't mind the back seat.
I'm getting in the car with Laser Pointer.
Oh, okay.
I haven't checked all the AM stations yet.
That's right.
Dude, all seats are beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So as soon as I can see Laser Pointer driving past, I'm going to follow. Dave's going to follow right up to where the sort of not quite a house that they're living in, and then stop the car.
All right.
Yeah. This is great. I had no idea this car could still be this pristine, dude, you know?
It's worrisome. But everyone should be leaving. Yes?
Yeah.
You won't be sick anymore.
We're kind of sick, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we'll probably be able to use this car to get out of here is the thing. Okay. Yeah, so Dave gets out of the car and he's like, hey, we got one that works. And Fred comes out from under the car he was working on, and Sally comes over from the one she was kind of trying to clean up a little bit, and they just go and marvel at the car and start talking about all the parts and stuff for a while. That's what they're doing.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe we can get out of here now.
That'd yeah, you can go see the world, dude.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Road but trip.
But not the forbidden parts. Not the forbidden parts.
Yeah, yeah. We don't really
dude,
have any.
All parts are beautiful.
There you go.
But some are forbidden.
Right.
Yeah, well, are you going to listen to the man? You should probably listen to the man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe. Sally's like, oh, wait, there's this thing. There's this box that we have, and it's not car parts, so we don't really care about it, but we're not sure what's in there. And, like, we all shook it, but it didn't make any sounds.
All right, well, I'll take a look, dude.
Yeah, go see what that is, because we didn't know what to do with it. It's not car parts.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, so she walks you into this little structure that they've been living in that isn't really a home at all. And it's a big cardboard box, and it has tape on the top of it.
And do we start lighting up it with our fur? Don't get close.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to open it and see what's in there? It doesn't make a sound, so I don't know.
Someone has closed it. No cat can sit in it properly. This needs to be fixed at once.
Incidentally, I'm pretty sure I'm the only actual humanoid cat.
Yes.
In this group.
Maybe, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's fine. You know, whatever.
I don't know about Laser Pointer, but Pergola is basically a cat furry.
Cool. That's fine, yeah. Okay, so...
You have the thumbs!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so if you have the thumbs, you can use...
That's why I'm the mechanic.
Yeah, yeah. So you have the thumbs, so you can use your knife to split the tape that's on the top of this box, and then you can open it. Mm-hmm.
And I will do that.
Okay.
And everybody roll initiative.
The box is a mimic.
What was that? Oh, no. Wrong game. So you open it up, and there's... You could see why it didn't make any noise. You could see this immediately. Inside this box, there are these like rounded, fluffy, kind of like soft little beds in there. And there's also a ton of catnip.
All right.
Oh.
I didn't even know what that was.
I said I was getting in it.
Yeah.
I said I was getting in it as soon as it was announced that the box was open.
Mm-hmm.
Plato had no intention of looking in the box before Plato got in the box.
And suddenly your eyes dilate.
But here is a very pertinent question. How big is the box, and is it greater or lesser in volume compared to the volume of one Plato?
It is a box that, if Sally stands next to it, it comes up to her waist.
Okay.
And it's like it's a large box. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
I am assuming that Plato and Lightlickle are like stacked inside the box.
They could be.
And possibly laser pointer. Yeah. So, dudes.
There you go.
Laser pointer does the wiggle jump.
Oh, cute.
So, could you help me carry this back to the Radmobile? They're not going anywhere for a while. And
yeah, they're going to be in there. Yeah,
I don't want them hanging out here.
Yeah, I can help you carry it.
Her eyes are dilated. She looks around. She goes back into the house.
Yeah. Yeah, I can help you with that. No problem.
All you see of Plato is the end of his tail sticking up out of the box. The rest of him is not in view. And occasionally the tail, just the tip of it, twitches a little bit in one direction. There is no other sign of motion.
Okay.
All right. Let's get this back in the Radmobile.
Yep. All right. 1, 2, 3, lift.
Oh. I can try.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You can stay in there until...
Don't be silly. Yeah. You're in no shape to drive. I will drive.
Oh my goodness.
No!
I start making motions with whatever is in the box as if I was holding a steering wheel.
Oh gosh. Yeah. They're like the little cat beds. They're kind of round and fluffy, different colors and stuff like that. So.
It looks like a steering wheel to me.
Okay.
Occasionally I will pause right at the middle of the bed as if I'm pressing the horn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. And yeah, you're being carried over to the vehicle that you came in. And yeah, and so Sally walks over with help from, which one is it? Pergola? Is that the right name?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So we carry it over there and open up the van and put the box in there. And Sally's like, wow, I didn't know that was there. Wow, what a coincidence. I mean, it's stuff y'all can use, right?
Yeah, for if you're sufficiently broad-minded about what the term use means.
Oh, all right.
But I belong in a museum.
Appreciate it.
Wait.
You were saying?
I closed the door. I'm on the outside. I closed the door.
Yes. So we're both on the outside. And how much room is in your van? Like, do you think you could, one of you must drive, right? I don't know which one, but like, me and the boys could probably get out of here that way, right?
Yeah, it's the one with the armor. I can drive when I have to, dude. It's just like surfing, except more to do with your hands.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'll go get them. They'll probably want to come out of here and go home again, I guess. She goes running to get the other two boys, Dave and Fred, and they all come back pretty quick, hauling toolboxes full of their favorite tools and things.
I love your one in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll get in. They'll go sit in the back. Yeah.
Who's driving the car, dude?
I don't know. Which one of you was driving before?
Oh, our car.
Yeah. Well,
they can have their car, too.
Plato's been driving for the last 10 minutes.
One of you's got to drive your car, dudes. And then I'm going to drive the Radmobile.
Okay. So Fred goes out and gets into the car that's actually working. And
wait, do you guys not know how to drive, dudes?
Oh, we do, but I mean, you know.
All right.
He likes it more than the rest of us, so yeah. And he gets in the car, turns on the engine, smiles, and then goes beep beep with the horn. And we'll follow you wherever you go.
I just wanted to make sure you guys knew how to drive. I know a whole lot of people who work on machines don't know how to use them.
A monster beeped. Tick, 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 tick.
Remember to follow all of the ancient rules of the driver's signals. Green.
I'm gonna strap
Yellow
means go very fast.
I'm gonna strap the cargo webbing down over the box.
Good idea.
This is probably wise.
Red means pretend to press the brakes, but go faster.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Yes, you were an excellent student in driver's ed.
All right. Then you go driving off to... Yeah, go ahead.
Follow me.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, well, I'll take him back to civilization.
Yeah, that'd be great. And I think that's the end.
Catnip!
Yep.
Thank you for listening to Raycat. A production of Cogwheel Gaming.
Yes. That's what this production was, yes. But yeah, that was done by Six String Games, and I just thought it'd be fun to play around with and be cats of whatever type. Yeah. And yeah, it was fun. It was good. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
I got to play a ridiculous surfer cat.
Yeah, why not? I mean, of course.
We totally ignored that raven on top of a chipmunk on top of an octopus over there in the trench coat.
No, this is that's my from a different coat. One.
Right.
Yes, yeah. That's a different trench coat. I have my trench. It's mine.
Yeah.
I had not realized until we started playing how bad an idea it was to make my catchphrase bogus. Because that's what I say when I activate my limit break.
Okay, yeah.
And so I can't say it other times.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, it's how it goes.
So I had to find out, I had to think of different ways to respond to negative stuff that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was fun. I thought it was fun. I hope you guys liked
it.
Yeah.
I thought your catchphrase was all fill in the blank here are beautiful.
Well, that was a catchphrase.
A catchphrase, yes. Yes.
It was a catchphrase.
Yeah.
Whose mom is it that writes books?
Eos. Eos mom writes books. And Elizabeth? ElizabethMcCoy.com. And one of them is about cats. I mean, actually, there's a lot that are about feline aliens.
Neat.
Look and kind of act like cat centaur.
And there actually is one called Pride and Prejudice.
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm. So that you can get the actual classic, but if you're completely kind of bored by how it is normally, now you can get it with everyone is a cat. Well, except for their humans.
Right, right.
It's like Bingley is orange. And zombies, except there's no zombies and there's cats.
Right, yeah.
There's definitely cats.
Yep, yep, that's right.
Speaking of websites.
My website is bookofgen.net. It's got a variety of things on it. I'm trying to put book reviews up because I read them and then I go to the next one and forget to, but it's there. There's also a lot of Diablo stuff on there too. Things like that. And I just put them up whenever I can. So you could find that at bookofgen.net.
And you're also the host of
Shattered Soulstone podcast, which I'm going to put up today. I promise. I keep forgetting.
And speaking of other websites,
there are no other websites. We have covered the only two that exist
anywhere on the
technically
net.
Three.
Yes.
Okay, there was three, and three. Also aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. Four. There are four websites and four links.
They are multiplying.
Yes. I'll just come in again.
You got that reference.
So amongst our websites are such diverse elements as aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel, where you can find all of our podcasts, or is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel, where you can follow us on the Fediverse, or in addition to, amongst the various things, is a comfy chair, and also patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Do we even do it until next time?
Until next time, this is Ellie saying, bogus!
That works.
I did not get to have enough radiation to start yeeting. It's tragic.
Yeah, yeah.
Tragic. I mean,
you're in a box full of cat beds and catnip. There is going to be some eating.
Possibly a cat who is on top of her.
And you're cargo webbed into the... against the wall of the Radmobile.
So you won't spill out of the box, basically.
Not yeah. if I explode.
Oh, well, there's that, yeah.
Oh, no, no!
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
It's okay. One of us can heal.
I think.
True.
Yes.
Okay.
One person once per session.
Yeah.
You know,
I was just kind of making this up as I went along, so.
Well, that's
yeah, it's fun.
Of it. And it occurs to me, it doesn't say that the orange cat survives the fiery explosion. Only that they cause one.
Mm-hmm. It's a little concerning.
I mean, I could see it, like, it blows up, but then it just, like, shoops back together, you know?
The explosion happens, it is this cloud of orangey gas, and then when it fades away, there is a bald, formerly orange cat.
Yes.
Oops.
It's the hairball explosion. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to stop the recording now.
Okay.
Good night.